Le Centre communautaire de Fournier entame un nouveau chapitre. Depuis le 1er avril dernier, sa gestion est maintenant confiée à la Société agricole de Riceville, alors qu'il était auparavant géré par la municipalité de la Nation. Selon Tobias Hovey, deuxième vice-président de la Société agricole de Riceville, la municipalité de la Nation a été amenée à transférer la propriété du centre en raison des coûts élevés liés à son entretien et à sa gestion.
That's a good question. I think more the municipality would be able to answer in full. My understanding is it was the overall cost was too great compared to what they could afford. So the idea was to downsize the recreation availability of halls. This kind of, I call it the bombshell, happened late last year. And we planned with the municipality to have a meeting in March. So I believe it was like March 6th, give or take, of 25. And the municipality had some delegates up front, and they explained what was going on and why the hall at that time was planned to close, or they were looking for community partners. And we were prepared because we're in touch with what's going on, and we already partnered with the municipality to help us on the fairgrounds and with our fair. So we were prepared to put our hand, let's call it, in the air and see what it looked like. What we called do a feasibility study and see if it was actually doable for us to take it over. So that night on March, I believe it was March 6th, actually it was myself, was the representative for what we call RAS, our Rice Agriculture Society. And as soon as we kind of pitched our idea of what our plan was to see if we could actually do it, the community members who were there, I would say roughly 40 or so, maybe even 50, they were quite pleased with that thought. And ever since, our community has been just, I guess, the easiest way to say welcome us with open arms to the fact that we're taking this over, even to the point where many are already talking about, you know, what they see and what they think they can help with and take part in. So I think it's going to be really good. I think we're going to be able to really be able to offer more opportunity to our community of all ages, actually, with the hall.
Tobias Hovey explique que la Société agricole de Riceville a voulu prendre en charge le centre parce que cela fait partie de son mandat d'appuyer la communauté, d'autant plus qu'elle utilise déjà les lieux et ne voulait pas voir cet espace fermé.
One of our mandates that basically impose on ourselves is for our community, the health of our community, make sure, you know, it's happy and still working. Of course, the base is agriculture, and we try our best to keep that in the loop as well in our area and surrounding areas. Now, as Riceville isn't exactly the booming town it used to be, our fingers kind of go out pretty broad. And that hall at the corner of Fernier, we could call it the back hall for many years, we've all grown with that hall being a place for families to get together, to their meals, to have events, and we saw it as a great opportunity. We currently, the Ag Society, hosts our brunches there for fundraisers, and we saw it as a great opportunity to be able to keep it open for our community to have events. Also, we foresee opportunity for future events that we can build on our mandate of, you know, healthy community and agriculture.
Tobias Hovey souligne que la prochaine étape de cette transition est le changement de nom du centre qui passera du Centre communautaire de Fournier au Centre RAS en référence à l'organisme Riceville Agricultural Society.
Well, our first plans are just to make sure that it's a safe place to be. So not just safe as in slip, trips and falls, but also that the roof doesn't leak and everything operates structurally as it's supposed to. So there's a few things we're looking into repairing that we're on the list of needing to be repaired. So that's going to be our first kind of things that we will do. Most won't even notice because it's just structure. It's stuff that, like, basically the wealth of the building. From there, our biggest change, I would say, at this point is going to be the rebranding of the hall from the community center, or the Fernier Community Center, to the South RAS Center. That's actually is on our plate currently. I think that'll be the biggest change. For what we want to do at the hall, we're going to take a little bit of a slow approach to it. We'd like to see the current users of the hall and sit down with them and get their feedback on where they see things. Are they perfectly happy? Would they like to see other things offered? And we're going to try to do that as well with our community. So before we come in and just say, here, let's try this, try this, try this, we'd like to get our community involved and get some feedback. So that's our goal for the next, I would say, 12 months, to get a feel for who is already currently using the building and what they're looking for out of it, and if the building's meeting it or if it needs to do something else, so then we can make an educated decision moving forward.
Rose Kresler, journaliste IGL, à Fournier.